for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
It's time to get into this week's catch-up with the ACT Party's Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden, as that sting just told you. This week, Anika talked to Brooke about the call for a referendum on co-governance. Here they are now.
So to start off with, it's been established by the ACT Party that you would like to see a co-governance referendum to secure an ACT national coalition. Now, one question I had about this was it would see some co-governance agreements remain while others go. How is this planning on being determined?
Well, I think it's really important that we actually look at what the treaty said, which was that all people in New Zealand, no matter what race, sexuality, religion, whoever you are, is equal under the law and should have the same rights and duties afforded to them. And I think that's really important. Now, at the time, it also said that some property rights needed to be upheld. Unfortunately, there were breaches by the Crown in some of those Māori interests. And what we've seen over the last 23 years with the Waitangi Tribunal is that those grievances have been aired and claims over particular aspects of rivers and things have actually been dealt with in full and final settlement agreements. But now what we're seeing is we're seeing co-governance creeping into areas that was never intended to be. Now, if you look at areas like the Māori Health Authority, the government is now disestablishing 20 DHBs and putting in place a centralised healthcare system, except that they're putting in place a completely separate Māori Health Authority, which then puts two entities who may disagree on a national health plan with the minister needing to arbitrate. So there's going to be two completely separate power structures in health, one for tangata whenua and other for tangata tiriti or everybody else. And that's creeping into water infrastructure. Once again, something that never existed because there was no Māori interest in Three Waters infrastructure in 1840. And you've had the mayor of Auckland saying democratic accountability through elected representatives to people who fund water infrastructure in New Zealand, who continue to pay for its operations, is critical. It's not appropriate to cede control of this infrastructure to mana whenua and remove accountability to Aucklanders through elected representatives. But what we're asking for is a referendum to have a conversation about where co-governance is going in New Zealand, because it is important for all New Zealanders and the future of our country. All people are equal. There should be one person, one vote. We need elected accountability, and we need to make sure that everybody is actually equal under the law.
I mean, it must be acknowledged, though, that Māori are severely underrepresented in the social sector, especially when talking about areas like health. So do you not think that this referendum threatens Māori involvement in the social sector?
Well, if we just take the health area as an example, there is the Māori Health Authority and Health New Zealand. Now, under Health New Zealand, one of the priorities is equal health outcomes and good health outcomes for Māori people. That is a priority area. There is no real need for there to be a co-governance structure, to have a completely separate power structure for the Māori Health Authority. We need to be making sure that everybody has good health outcomes in New Zealand, no matter what their ethnicity, their race, their sexuality is. That's the country that I want to live in, where we acknowledge that Asian New Zealanders, Indian New Zealanders, Pacific New Zealanders all have different health needs, but it's based on their needs rather than separating based on two people, tangata whenua and tangata tiriti.
But, I mean, if we are going to keep coming back to health, the Māori population is left considerably more vulnerable than the rest of the country in our healthcare system. So do you not have concerns about a referendum on co-governance jeopardising Māori rights?
Well, if we're looking at health outcomes, I don't see how having a different administration body is going to make any difference to the health outcomes of Māori people. If Health New Zealand is also charged with having a priority for good health outcomes for New Zealanders, including Māori, there is simply too much focus on co-governance in our social sector rather than actually focusing on the results or the outcomes. In this whole debate on whether we should reform the healthcare system, there has been far too much focus on who is in particular in charge of the Māori Health Authority, how that works with the Health New Zealand Authority, how the bureaucracy will work together, and not actually on the outcomes that we should be seeing. I want to make sure that all people in New Zealand, no matter what race or background they are, get access to good health outcomes. But unfortunately, what we're going to be seeing is far more focus on who are the people in charge.
But if we are talking about Māori representation in the social sector, do you not have concerns about whether minority rights to a uniquely held relationship should even be put to a majority referendum?
I think it's important that New Zealanders know what is happening with divisive politics that's happening through the courts, through the treaty settlement processes now, and through what the Labour Party wants to put in place. I think we need to listen to New Zealanders and make sure that when we're talking about things like water infrastructure, we're actually making sure that people are getting good access to water. And when our local government spokesperson, Simon Court, asked the minister, how will co-governance actually stop overflows onto the rivers and beaches and deliver better water infrastructure, the minister couldn't actually answer that. We need real answers and real solutions to the problems that we face in our society, and I don't believe that co-governance and putting in place people based on their race rather than whether they're elected or whether they have the relevant skill sets will actually help.
Would you not say that co-governance addresses certain systemic issues in the discrimination of having a majority of a certain group in power?
I think co-governance will actually have a bad outcome for New Zealand because it is a divisive politics and it sets people apart based on their race. I want to live in a society, and the ACT Party wants New Zealand to be a society where we acknowledge that there are differences, but we are also seen as equal in New Zealand. We are one people with one vote. Every child born in New Zealand should know that they're growing up having the same equal rights in New Zealand, not that there will be differences on whether they'll be appointed to positions based on their race.
Now, I just quickly wanted to touch on Christopher Luxon's announcement that that National is not going to support this call for a referendum. And also Māori Crown Relations Minister Calvin Davis has agreed that the public is not well informed on what co-governance is, what it's doing in this country. In light of this, are you concerned about a referendum on a topic that the current government agrees the public isn't well informed about?
No, quite the opposite. I think a referendum is exactly what New Zealand needs on this topic. So the ACT Party is asking for a referendum, not at this election, but in 2026. That would give a lot of time for the public to understand the issue, for us to debate this in Parliament, for us to have a conversation, and for people to actually set down what they hope to see Parliament changing in the future when it comes to elected representation or appointed representation. Having a law in place that would be passed by National and ACT in a coalition and then agreed upon by the public is the best thing to do to actually allow New Zealanders to know what is happening.
That was Anika speaking with the ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden about the call for a referendum on co-governance. Thanks for coming on, Brooke. We always enjoy our catch-ups, as I'm sure many of our listeners do too. Thank you for your texts. Remember, you can let us know what you think. Tuku pātuhi mai, you can text me on 5395.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.